This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage, the Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Well, that's an easy one to say. Rocket Mortgage, they're giving away. And now my screen froze. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 54. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. Boy, Pierno Hickey, we're off and rolling, aren't we? Lord Almighty. Welcome in. Two enter, one leave. Later on, I wanted to start with something else, but I think that if I start with my true feelings, not that I don't mean what I'm about to say. If I start off with my true feelings about the game, I think I'll run you off. I'm afraid of that. So later on, I promise you, at noon Eastern, it's not going to be a hot take. It's not a hot take. It's just, it's my emotions. It's my feelings. Respect my feelings, please. I promise you, it's not a hot take. But getting ready for this game next week, and this is what I do mean. I think both these teams have what it takes to be the next great dynasty in the NFL. Kansas City comes into this football game. Andy Reid, 61 years old, that's getting on a little bit in age when it comes to coaches, depending on how you feel. A lot of us are living older, or a lot of us are living longer. A lot of us are staying in better health as we get older. Modern science has been fantastic, and Andy Reid's a guy who's 61 years old. I was wondering yesterday, could Andy Reid win the Super Bowl next week and go, all right, that's it, I'm done? There's always a possibility at 61. I just can't see it. I think he's obsessed. I think he's obsessed with being a football coach, and he'll probably coach until he's fired by Kansas City someday. And with the way that Patrick Mahomes plays and that his brain is still sharp talking about Andy Reid, I don't see that happening. So I can't use Andy Reid's age against him at 61 years old going on 62. Mahomes is 24. There's big money coming. Your wide receivers in Sammy Watkins, your wide receivers in Tyreek Hill, things are going to have to change pretty quickly. Money being paid, whether or not you can overcome with money being paid, that will always be the key. It's always the key for any one of these teams. It'll be the ultimate test of whether or not Patrick Mahomes is a franchise quarterback. Not to say he's not. I believe he is. I think he will. In fact, I think that Patrick Mahomes has what it takes to maybe be the all-time greatest by the time it's all said and done. Knowing full well, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know how I feel about Tom Brady. He can be the best at ever do it. You watch the way he plays, how he's able to go about his business, how he's able to diagnose defenses and go after it. He very well has that possibility to be the best. So I think he's a franchise quarterback, but he hasn't been through the test yet. So I can't. Unless you've taken the test, I have a lot of pride and thought that you will. I have a lot of confidence that you'll be able to pass it, but I don't know yet. Travis Kelce's fantastic. Defense is always going to be a question when it comes to Kansas City. Cap space will be a question. You also have to factor in the division. Denver has a young quarterback. There's some things you like. There's some things you don't know. It's still too early. Coach, your football coach and Vic Fangio, they ended the season very nicely. He'll be 61 in his own right coming up, maybe 62 if I'm not mistaken. So there might be a little bit of a question there how long he goes, but they make that decision with confidence just a year ago. Organization, I don't know if John Elway's ever through the woods. He'll be connected to Drew Locke. He'll be connected with the other picks. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun at John Elway's expense ever since Peyton Manning retired. Las Vegas, quarterback questions. Coach is probably certainly going to be there for quite a while. Organizationally, I don't know if the Raiders are ever through the woods. Until Mark Davis gets a haircut, I know I can't trust that guy. And then to the Los Angeles Chargers. Question about who their quarterback's going to be. Question about who their coach is going to be. I think that organization is very bad. I think Phillip Rivers and before that LaDainian Tomlinson have carried that organization on their shoulders for quite a while, and there have been some very nasty valleys in their careers with the LA Chargers. But I don't trust that organization at all. If I'm going to go organizationally, team by team by team, the road is wide open for Kansas City. They'll have to answer to the cap. They'll have to answer to having to peel away players, putting more pressure on Patrick Mahomes, having him to be able to step off into the future. You look over to the other side of San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan's 40. He's young. He could coach the next 20 years. The type of improvisation he's able to come up with, the type of game planning he's able to come up with. If I'm saying one thing about Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to say this about Kyle Shanahan. He has what it takes. I've seen him up close and personal. I've seen his offense up close and personal in one of his previous stops. This is a man who has what it takes, and he's embarking on his first Super Bowl with this team. He's a man who has what it takes to be the next Bill Walsh. The acumen, the offensive game planning, putting people on timing instead of just execution, just lining them up and pounding it into the ground. People look at Matt Breida, they see Raheem Mostert, they think that, well, gosh, they're just a ground-and-pound football team. You watch the way they move tight ends across their offensive line, how they use some of their blocking packages with their tight ends, their scheming and how they move their guards. There's a lot of timing that's involved there. It really does remind me of Bill Walsh in the 80s. Seven-step drop, not six, not eight, seven-step drop. Boom, you take this cut at this time. You don't have to look around you because there's going to be nobody there. You're off to the races. It was a different type of offense, that's granted, but timing is key when I watch both San Francisco then and when I watch San Francisco now. Garoppolo's 28. He's 4 years older. There's low miles on that motor. He was hurt last year. There's still low miles. And he's already been paid his big money. Debo Samuel has a nice upside. Emmanuel Sanders is on the other side. You'll have to get some other players. Obviously, cap space is always going to be a question. George Kittle's fantastic. And then the NFC East or NFC West gets brought into play. Rams, quarterback a question. Coach, probably pretty solid. Organizationally, they've been more patient than what we believe. Kroenke moves the team. People don't like Stan. People don't like the ownership. Most owners are very well disliked, maybe hated, by a lot of fan bases. Despised is a strong word. Loathed is another strong word. But depending on who you ask, you're going to get more of that than you're going to get love. But they've been a better organization than what we want to give them credit for. They've been patient with Les Snead. They've rolled the dice on what they have with Sean McVay. They've given him everything he wants. Now, he basically takes his own training wheels off in a lot of ways where Wade Phillips goes, other assistants are going. They have to roll over players with the cap. They have to work with that. And Jared Goff costs a lot of money, and a lot of people go a different way when it comes to Jared Goff. I think Sean McVay's done a good job of masking his problems. You want to go after McVay, and I think it's because of jealousy. But I think Sean McVay's done a lot of good masking the problems of Jared Goff. Arizona, young quarterback, showed some promise this year. Coach, that was questionable. I wondered if it were Peter Principle. Still, they were able to make that offense work. They won a couple of nice football games. They look like they might have a future together. Organizationally, anytime you bring up the Cardinals, and this is back in St. Louis to now to wherever, you're always going to question the organization. You're always going to question the ownership. They can be kind of crazy. Steve Keim, can he still bring in talent and make it work with Kyle Shanahan? With Cliff Kingsbury. Is he going to be able to do that? I question organizationally what the Cardinals can do. Seattle, one of the gold standards. Franchise quarterback, you've paid money. You've paid gobs of money too. He has dealt with having to peel away talent from the offense and the Legion of Boom. He continues to carry that team back into the playoffs. They'll put together more talent. John Schneider's done a great job. Pete Carroll's done a great job. The coach looks like he's going to be ageless, and he's one of the oldest coaches, maybe the oldest coach in the NFL. Organizationally, Paul Allen has passed away. It's going to be up in the air, but I have faith in Seattle. And I think that's where it comes down to the final thought and where the difference is. Because both of these teams, if you go through tales of tape, both of these teams have what it takes to be the next dynasty. We want to wonder whether or not New England's out on its ass. We'll find out next year. I still think Tom should stay. The next great dynasty could be playing in this game. These teams have what it takes to meet each other again in 55, have what it takes to meet each other throughout the Super Bowl 50s era. But if I'm betting on one, if it comes down to coach, I love Shanahan. But it's always going to come down to the quarterback. And while Garoppolo's done a great job, I think he's been very effective. There have been some 4 touchdown games that I don't think we give Jimmy Garoppolo enough credit for. He's battled back from an injury. He battled back from a little bit of a scared feeling from that injury. He's finished up great this year. They've had a great running game, and so many people think he's carried. I'm not going to blame Jimmy Garoppolo for having a good offensive line, a good offensive scheme, and being able to run the football. That's not Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. That's his providence. Yet if I'm making this decision, and I got to pick one, I got to pick Kansas City. What I've seen with Patrick Mahomes has been breathtaking. Defensively, with the way they've started out years in the past, and they've put it on Sutton, they put it on Spags, they put it on other guys, with them having to change out their roster defensively, what Patrick Mahomes has done has been fantastic. I don't know if I have faith of any one of the other teams in the AFC West. I have faith in Kansas City, organizationally, with their coaching staff, but above all, with that quarterback. At 24 years old, I do have faith. I haven't seen it yet, but I do have faith that once you start to peel away talent to meet your salary cap demands, that a $40 million a year quarterback, Patrick Mahomes won't make them wonder whether or not they paid too much. They won't make anybody wonder whether or not the hot takes are there at $35 or $40 million and whether or not any quarterback is worth it. Whether or not people are getting what they pay for, what they believe they pay for up in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think you'll have to wonder that. Jimmy's great. It's a tough decision to make. I think he's underrated. I don't want to hold it against him. Yet for the questions that I brought up about Kansas City during the offseason, I thought that they were one of the teams that had the most pressure on them in the NFL. They were one of the top 5 pressured teams that I had rated getting ready for this season. With what had went on with Tyreek Hill, to the loss in the AFC Championship game, whether or not Patrick Mahomes was going to return to that MVP fashion, whether or not he was going to have some sort of a MVP hangover. He gets hurt towards the beginning of the year. He's able to battle back from that. He's finished up the season nicely, and he was one of the most underrated, and I do mean this, underrated storylines getting into the postseason. Over the past 5 weeks of the regular season and then going into the postseason, we were just smitten, and rightfully so, with Baltimore, with some other teams. Kansas City was lying in the weeds, waiting to snipe. And here they are, Super Bowl 54, a week away, and I think it's their first trip. First of many. If I got to pick one, both look fantastic for now and for the future. I pick the Kansas City Chiefs. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Which team has a better chance to be a dynasty as we're a week away from Super Bowl 54? It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. J.P. Hornstra joins us 1140 Eastern, 840 Pacific, Southern California News Group, MLB writer. I want to talk about Umbotron 5000. And Derek Jeter didn't get the unanimous vote. Good. All you psychos on the internet need to stop. Pitchforks and fake outrage and torches, we're going to find him. Who cares? He's still in the Hall of Fame. Are you really going to sit there and watch the Hall of Fame proceedings? I can't believe this guy didn't get the unanimous vote. Stop. Steve Berline going to join us a little bit later on. 1240, 940 Pacific, 17-year NFL vet, analyst, CBS Sports Network, 855-2124-CBS. If I look at both teams, and obviously I am looking at both teams, it is a question about what their futures are going to be. I think that both teams have what it takes to be the next great dynasty. And it's hard. To be a dynasty the way the Patriots have been, well, you know, that's going to be a question. But the next great dynasty in the NFL, I think both have what it takes. If you look at where Over the Cap or SportTrack is right now, San Francisco will have $16 million and change in salary cap space. Kansas City will have $19 million. Kansas City's going to have to pay Patrick Mahomes. That means a lot of these guys are going to have to pack their bags. Because over the next couple of years, when you start to roll in Patrick Mahomes' salary, that's going to start to take away. It's not that there's going to be not going to be a valley with Kansas City. I think Patrick Mahomes is great. He's got some great talent around him. That offensive line has been fantastic. They have really built a machine, both what they have starting and what they have backing them up. Kansas City has one of the better offensive lines, at least I've seen, one of the better offensive lines I've seen over the last few years. The depth that they've built, the talent that they've built, they've had some stick-to-itiveness with a couple of those guys. They've been able to find some gems. They've done some good work. So I think that Kansas City, I got to pick one, because that's what we do. If I'm picking one, I think Kansas City has the better chance. 855-212-4CBS. Let me get to Scott in Pennsylvania. He's next time up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Horrible, Scott. Make me feel better.
Well, you know what? I'm listening to everything you say, and I agree with some of it. I think that, you know, as I break it down piece by piece, I believe, in my mind, it's San Francisco, and here's why. I think you're right. I think Mahomes is the better quarterback. Offensive line is a wash, maybe Kansas City a little bit. But I think defense is San Francisco. I think running game is San Francisco. Overall, total package, I think it's a 49ers thing. But the wild card is the salary cap, because what happened in New England is an anomaly. We'll never see that again. Mm-hmm. But I think for a short-term dynasty, if you want to call it that, a 3 to 5 year run, I believe San Francisco's probably got the better shot at it. I just wanted to say that, and I'll stand back and hear your comments.
Well, that's fine, Scott. Thank you very much for the call. I'm surprised. I didn't know that this was going to be such a hot take. Jay Flanelli, one of our buddies who listens out in New England, he thinks that the Chiefs, hey, Chiefs are going to have major cap issues. Pre-Mahomes deal run about to end. Need young, cheap, affordable players like what the 49ers have. Thinks the 49ers are going to be the next one. There's a strong argument to be made. They've already paid their money. They've already paid their money to Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're getting a return on it. Yet I do believe, if I were to put quarterback versus quarterback, and it seems to be the end-all be-all, other people are going to argue, and I welcome it in. Scott makes a fine point. Both of these teams have a shot. But quarterback to quarterback, I understand that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been paid yet, and we get all worked up about the salary cap. You go defense to defense, and what Kansas City has brought in, what Kansas City has had to let go, what they're going to have to let go offensively, I think Patrick Mahomes has had to deal with a lot already. This is a great team in San Francisco. And I think the coaching edge, experience, obviously Reed, I think the coaching edge actually goes to Kyle Shanahan. And for the future at 40 years old, absolutely it goes to Kyle Shanahan. I've rarely seen guys who have been able to run an offense, run an organization, make the right calls. Not everything's perfect, obviously. Make the right calls on the sideline. Take care of clock management, which is basically the first and last thing that any fan base thinks of. And do it all the way Kyle Shanahan has done it. Andy Reid, we know, loves to go for the kill shot a little bit too much. Loses complete track of time. But is a great game planner. And obviously a very good offensive mind and can bring along quarterbacks very, very well. Yet I have to stick to Mahomes has been tested already. Garoppolo has been tested throughout personally because of the injury, sitting behind Brady, the pressure that came with him where they traded for him and made him their franchise quarterback. There's a lot on Jimmy Garoppolo. Yet I already think that Patrick Mahomes has been tested more. He's played in the biggest of moments already. Jimmy Garoppolo has played in a strong moment. He's been to the biggest moments and lost. Learned from mistakes. Got better from mistakes. And came back after an MVP year and already went to a different level. 855-212-4CBS. T-Money, Tucson, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you.
As far as, I hate to say this, but I think your premise is whack. The Niners are already a dynasty. I don't know if you remember 1982 to 1995. We're going through...
T-Money, that's fallacy. You can't do that. That's a past dynasty. Okay, so if Tom Brady retires after this year, we're talking in a decade about the New England Patriots. Do I connect that decade to it after that quarterback's done?
I think you would, because the fan base, they don't die as soon as Brady retires. Speaking of Brady, That's a tainted dynasty, man. Like half of the NFL fan says, hey, what's up with this? You know, you can call it whatever you want, but there's, you know, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Niners. We don't have the taint that the Patriots have. So, you know, that's a different conversation. But I'll say this. As far as the 49ers, the offensive line, we have three different running backs that can essentially do the same thing. Not because they're the same person. It's because they have the same offensive line. So I think the Niners are going to outclass the Chiefs in all three phases. Yeah, Garoppolo's Garoppolo. He's a game manager, whatever. Mahomes, he's legit. However, wow, you saw what we did to Aaron Rodgers. The 49ers are indeed a true entire football team. Niners are going to win it by 10.
T-Money, thank you for the call. I hated about 97% of it. When a quarterback's gone, that's when the dynasty ends. If Tom Brady clocks out, that starts the new clock. I don't want to hear anything about Belichick. We can fight that if we want to. But when players are gone, then the new dynasty begins. You're not still a if that's the case, then the Cleveland Browns are still a dynasty because, hey, Otto Graham won a whole bunch of championships. That didn't die. Are the Cleveland Browns a dynasty? Nope. Can't agree with about 97% of that. About the game, I'm not asking about the game. I'm asking about the future. I can't ask about the game yet. It's a week away. I think San Francisco has a hell of a shot to beat them. And saying Jimmy Garoppolo is a game manager, what? One of the best big game managers ever was Peyton Manning. If you're just saying game manager because it's coded language to say a quarterback sucks, that's wrong. Garoppolo's had four touchdown games. He's had like three of them this year. It's not the gaudy numbers that Mahomes is able to churning out. I think we've learned this year. Effectiveness has proven different. Guys have had revitalizations of their career because they've had effective games around them. They've played effective games in their own right. Game manager. We've got to come correct next time. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. 1 hour away, we'll talk to J.P. Hornstra, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, thank God it's J.P. Hornstra. We'll talk baseball with him. Up next, the Hall of Fame is about moments, almost as much as it is about stats.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS. That's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Just do it. 1 hour away, J.P. Hornstra will join us. We'll talk baseball with him. 11:20, I'm afraid to do it. I'm going to get ripped. I can't wait. I'm not afraid to do it. I can't wait. I can't wait to be ripped by groupthink and idiocy on social media. It's going to be awesome. I am actually surprised. There are so many people getting in about the 49ers. Ken, you're wrong. 49ers, they have the best shot to be the next dynasty. Patriots fans getting in. Seven Rings on Twitter says the next one is Patriots 3.0. Deal with it. I can't say they've already had a 2.0. Brady's played the entire time. It's just been one long thing. The Roman Empire wasn't even that long. I'm so surprised I'm getting so many people saying 49ers today. 855-212-4CBS. Fine. I don't see it the way you do. The 49ers have a good organization. I would allege because they have Shanahan. Shanahan's 40 years old. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. It's also one of those amazing things. Jed York was thought as one of the worst owners in sports 4 years ago. Now his team's going to the Super Bowl. It doesn't have to start at the owner. A lot of people think it does. If the owner gets it right by accident, which does happen at times, it changes the entire complexion of the organization. Shanahan's done a remarkable job. Coaching-wise, longevity, those things. There's a lot of things that, yeah, I can see it your way. I can put it at San Francisco. I could say that San Francisco has a great shot at it. Yet I still have to go back to which quarterback, if you were to have to make a strong answer, look into your heart, and I'm not talking about Sunday, I'm talking about long term, what quarterback has what it takes to deal with this long term, to deal with cap issues, to deal with guys getting injured? What quarterback's more equipped? Because it's still going to come down to the, I know we're seeing better running. I know we're seeing differences in how we've played the game here this year. I think 2019 might be the year of the coach. Coaches have been more important than they've ever been. I get all of that. Yet, if it's going to go cyclical, then I still need to go back to the most important position at all times if I'm going to hit a reset button. And the most important position is going to be the quarterback. And which quarterback is more equipped? I have nothing against Jimmy Garoppolo. I just scolded somebody for calling him a game manager. That's coded language. You look at the best quarterbacks of all time, they're game managers. They might not be the most fun. Mahomes is more fun. But if I'm looking at guys, if I have a game manager, I have a guy who's a Hall of Famer. More on that in a second. Yet, if I start to peel away some of the talent that's there, and eventually you're going to have to start paying guys in San Francisco too. I know you've already paid Jimmy Garoppolo. Yet, you're going to pay the biggest thing when it comes to quarterback. He'll set the market for everybody else in Patrick Mahomes. But which quarterback, I ask you, is better equipped to deal with this? I argue that Patrick Mahomes has already dealt with it to some degree. With what they've had to do defensively and how they've had to make changes. Before, when John Dorsey got fired, everything I heard about was how he put them in cap hell, even though they went to the playoffs every year. And even though they're in the Super Bowl now with a lot of those same players, I kept hearing about how Kansas City was in cap hell and that they had to get rid of talented football players. Somehow they scraped together the money to sign Sammy Watkins. Somehow they were able to scrape together the money to trade for other players. So I can make an argument that Patrick Mahomes has already dealt with this. And so if he's dealing with it now, I don't know what they'll start doing after they have to let go of Watkins and a couple of other guys. Maybe it's an AFC championship game. Maybe it's a divisional round. It can't all be perfect. Maybe neither team becomes the next dynasty. Yet if I'm making a bet, and I have to, I got to take Kansas City. What I've seen out of Patrick Mahomes has been amazing. And if I were having to bet, which we're doing right now, if I'm having to bet on either guy on which one's able, which one's going to be more equipped, better suited to take a team into the playoffs with less, I got to take Patrick Mahomes. Everybody loves Shanahan. Everybody loves the offense. There's so many things that are great about it. But I got to go back to quarterback. I have to go to zero and start back up again. It comes down to Mahomes. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. There's another thing that we brought up here. Let me bring in Pierno for a quick second. Let me bring in Hickey for a quick second. Hickey.
Ken, what's up?
Eli Manning, Hall of Famer, yes or no?
No.
Tell you why you're wrong here in a second. Pierno.
Yes, Ken.
Eli Manning, Hall of Famer, yes or no?
I say no. You know, even at his best, he was never a top-tier quarterback in the NFL. I look back at his career, 4 Pro Bowls in 16 years. He was never an All-Pro. So on a week-in and week-out basis, he was never the guy. He was never the quarterback, I think, that opposing defenses feared. With Manning under center, the Giants, they were just never that offensive juggernaut. And listen, I think what makes him so divisive, and listen, he was great during those 2 Super Bowl runs, but there were so many times when you watched Manning that you just wonder how a guy with that experience and that pedigree could make such awful throws and just terrible decisions. And that's why I think it's people have such divisive opinions on him, because, again, he was so good in those 2 Super Bowls.
I cannot believe I am surrounded by such silliness this morning. Continue. Keep burying the hole. Keep digging it. Keep digging it, Pierno.
Well, say
I
again,
hear you out. Continue.
500 quarterback in the regular season. Never won an MVP. Never got any MVP votes during the course of the regular season.
You know who else didn't win an MVP? Drew Brees. Drew Brees one of the greatest quarterbacks ever?
Yes, he is.
There you go.
I mean, we're not comparing. We're not going to compare statistics.
Well, it's amazing because they're going to the same hall, so we can go ahead.
Oh no,
and try
I agree with you. No,
listen, they're going to the same place.
I agree with you. Eli is going to get in, but
you don't think
had
he's
a
Hall
vote.
Of Famer.
No, if I had a vote, I personally wouldn't put him in. Never led the league in any major statistical category except one, and that was interceptions because he threw the most of them. And then when you look at the analytics, if you want to get into the efficiency stats,
oh please,
those are average. Those are more in line with Andy Dalton than Aaron Rodgers.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Pierno. And while I am coming off a bit mean-spirited, I do respect your opinion. Hickey didn't give as much as you do. I didn't ask for that much. But Hickey, I'm sure, would back you up on a lot of that. That's perfectly well and good.
Well, you take
it. I still say I cannot believe I am surrounded by such silliness this morning. 855-212-4CBS. The Hall of Fame, and what people are getting this mixed up about, it's not about, I'm not debating the greatest to ever play. We are not debating that. We're debating one of the greatest to ever play. One of the guys that are in the Hall. It's not the best of the generation. It's one of the best of the generation. You want to bring up 500 quarterback. I bring up consistency. You want to bring up about some of the decisions that he's going to make. I still bring up consistency. If you want to argue with decision making and then you start to talk about some of the MVP type of things that get brought up, you can't have it both ways or one in the hand and two in the bush. You can't do that.
Hold on. He was consistently average.
I'm continuing here.
And people want to make a big deal about, you know, how we played every single game and every year. But, I mean, you think the Giants would have fared a little bit better.
You are torpedoing yourself. Just sit back and
Giants
listen.
Giants had a lot of 500 losing seasons.
I got it. That's all well and good. Again, go back. Listen to the logic of it. Listen to the real truth of this. Because I can bring up stats, and God knows I will, and I'm sure that you guys will make all the same terrible arguments that you've made for guys going into the Baseball Hall of Fame, because I look at Eli Manning, who's 7th in overall passing yards in the NFL at 57.023. And I look at Eli Manning, who's 7th in passing touchdowns at 366. And some people say, well, you play 16 years in the NFL. The league has changed. I'd hope you be there. Aha! There's a difference, though. And you just brought it up, mediocrity. You brought up 500 career record, and I will bring up that the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a museum that we hold in high standing, true, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame that is a museum, if that is what it is, which is what it is, we are not talking, I'm glad we got this debate going, we're not talking about just stats, Jack, we got to talk about moments. And if he's playing in this era, which he was, and he's playing with the greatest to ever do it, which he did, he's 2-0. In a game that is of the highest standing, this wasn't week 11, he's in a game of the highest standing in front of the entire world, taking on the greatest, because this is where the last 40 minutes play into this, taking on the greatest dynasty that anybody listening has more than likely ever seen in professional sports. Unless I'm talking to a World War II veteran out there, you are watching the greatest dynasty ever over the last 20 years. Eli Manning went into the greatest game ever, went into the biggest game that we watch all year as a populace across the world, and beat that team and beat that guy twice. Two times he beat him. And I can bring up all these different stats, and I'm sure everybody can sit there and fight me all day long about just how mediocre Eli Manning is. But you know as well as I do, if we want to get into the statistical argument of things, fine. Let's go back to a bygone era. Let's go back to the Pittsburgh Steelers, because basically their entire defense is in the Hall of Fame. 4 Super Bowls can't just be won all by a defense. It takes moments. And if I go back to Terry Bradshaw's stats, they're rather pedestrian. Even for the era, they are seen as pretty good. But we're looking at MVP caliber play, winning in the biggest moment, being perfect in the biggest moment in his case. And the same can be said for one of his main targets in one of those games and those big games, and talking about Lynn Swann. He was not the best wide receiver on his team, but does he get into the Hall of Fame? Yes. Do I think that Eli Manning is a first ballot Hall of Famer? Maybe not. And I do think that it brings up a hell of a question, because you want to bring up some of the stats and some of the compilation. I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet all the haters of Eli Manning. I don't mean to say haters. I'll meet all the questioners of Eli Manning halfway, because I did this last year and I loved it, because it's going to bring a logjam to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If I were to say to you, 68,000 passing yards. No, excuse me. 67,000 passing yards. 67,047. That's a Hall of Famer. If I were to say to you, 401 career passing touchdowns, which would place this person roughly 5th all time, you'd say that's a Hall of Famer. And the passing yards put that person 5th. If I open up door number 3 and I reveal to you Matt Stafford, you will laugh in my face, and rightfully so. If I were to bring up the yards and statistics at already 51,186 yards, you go, wow, that guy's on his way to the Hall of Fame. If I brought up 321 passing touchdowns, you go, wow, that guy's on the way to the Hall of Fame. If I could tell you that that guy could probably play another 5 years and pad those stats even more and still be a guy, you'd say that guy's a Hall of Fame. I present to you behind door number two, Matt Ryan. Eli Manning is the representative of the logjam that's about to happen with professional quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. There's something about Eli Manning that I think a lot of people, they just don't like. I know, he looks like a Muppet. He's got that weird look on his face on the sidelines. He's not Peyton. Peyton seems to have all this fun and class and hokiness and all that other stuff that people just like. Eli's just like kind of like, okay, you little brother, whatever. But if a museum, which that's what it is admitting people in or out, which there's voters, it's not technically the museum that puts it in. We always ask the question, can you tell the story of the NFL without this guy or that guy? Which I think is too simple. But if he's playing in an era where I look at Drew Brees, one of the greatest to ever do it, who's at the top of passing touchdowns. If I look at Tom Brady, who's the greatest to ever do it, near the top of passing touchdowns. And look at Peyton Manning, who's near the top in passing touchdowns, one of the greatest to ever do it. Brett Favre is obviously top 10 in that category. Dan Marino, who's the father of the modern quarterbacking. Phillip Rivers, who is always going to be a question mark. Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. Look at that who's who. And in the middle of it, Eli Manning. You're going to leave Eli Manning out of the Hall of Fame? Are you stoned? So we went to the Super Bowl, and he beat the greatest dynasty we've ever seen. And I'm going to hear from Pierno, and I'm going to hear from Hickey that he's not a Hall of Famer. Because you're arguing the wrong thing, boys. It's not that he's the greatest ever. He's not the greatest ever. He's probably not top 10, probably not top 15. But there's more than that many guys who are going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course he's a Hall of Famer. 855-212-4CBS. We talk about, well, can you tell the story? You go back to your memory. You go back to your thought. And if you want to do this again, we battled this all out throughout the postseason last year because everybody wanted to give me an argument about Julian Edelman being a Hall of Famer. And I said, no, you can't put Julian Edelman in the Hall of Fame. Look at the all-time stats. He's never even been a Pro Bowler, let alone an All-Pro. Or I don't even know if he's been a Pro Bowler, let alone an All-Pro. I know he's never been an All-Pro. Matt Slater's had more All-Pro and Pro Bowl appearances than he has. Put Matt Slater in the Hall of Fame. But we talk about moments. The biggest moments? Yeah, Julian Edelman has some big moments. So I'll look at Julian Edelman the same damn way at his position than I will with Eli Manning at his position. You guys coming up next plus Umbotron 5000. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.